أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذي آمن يا قوم إني أخاف عليكم مثل يوم الأحزاب. Previously we read that Pharaoh had decided to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he presented this in his parliament, and Rajulul Mu'min, a man of Iman, which this words Rajulul Mu'min from Allah Ta'ala's side is a very, very great praise and honor for this person, that Allah calls him a man of Iman, that is, he was bold and strong, that he fought the case of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in such adverse and with such adversaries right in the parliament of Fir'aun, where everyone besides him and the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, there were no other Muslims. These were the only two Muslims. And the whole government was anti-Islam, totally anti-Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Just like we have in the world today, a whole environment has been created of anti-Muslims. And today, just to identify oneself as a Muslim is a big thing. And to fight the cause of Islam, what a great thing. Today, when a person is so frightened that he might be labeled a terrorist, his bank account will be frozen, he will come under surveillance, he will be taken in for interrogation. All this is so frightening that today Muslims are even frightened to take the name Jihad. How many people, when they travel, they change their identity, they change their clothes, etc. So in such a condition, this Rajulul Mu'min, he stood up for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and right in the parliament, he presented his first arguments, which we discussed yesterday, which was so logical, and in what a beautiful way he presented his arguments. Fir'aun said that, no, I'm still adamant and determined that there's no two ways. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam must be killed and we must get rid of him. Then this person further, he said, وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَا or kaha usi iman wa darne, this very same person with iman, and he was also the cousin, the brother's son of Fir'aun. He who had brought iman, he now chose a different direction with his speech and said, ya qawmi inni akhafu alaykum mithla yawmil ahzab. Ey mere qawm, main darta hu ke aaye tum par din agle firqo ka sa. I fear that the day of punishment will come to you as it came to the nations of before. And in this process, he had made his iman known. Now he was not frightened to conceal his iman, but he even made his iman clearly known. مِثْلَ دَعْبِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ جَيْسَ حَالْ هُوَ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ or عَادٍ ka or ثَمُودٍ ka. Or just as what happened to the nations of Nuh alayhi salam, the peace people of Ad and Thamud, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ or جو لوگ ان کے پیچھے ہوئے, and the people who came after them, all of them, what was their condition when they did not believe in Allah and they opposed the Rasul of the time, then Allah's severe punishment came. I fear that same punishment upon you people as well. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعِبَادِ اور اللہ بھی انصافی نہیں چاہتا بندوں پر, and Allah does not do any ظلم, any oppression to any of his servants. It is our own actions which bring the same reaction upon us. It isn't that Allah makes zulam. So fear your actions now. Otherwise the reaction of Allah's adab will be very severe and you will never be able to stand up to it. Further he warned them, Ya wa ya qawm, inni akhafu alaykum yawm at-tanad. اور اے قوم میری, میں ڈرتا ہوں کہ تم پر آئے دن ہانگ پکار کا. And oh my people, I fear that the day of calling and the day of being driven will come upon you. That is the day of Qiyamah. The day of Qiyamah, there will be many calls that will be made. The sounding of the trumpet, the people of Jahannam to go one side, the people of Jahannam to go one side. A call will be made that all must see that death is also slaughtered now. And after this, there will be no more death. So there will be many calls that will be made on the day of Qiyamah, and it will be a day of being driven away. Like animals are driven, kafirs will be driven to Jahannam. Muslims and believers will be led with honor towards Jannat. Yawma tuwalluna mudbirin. Jis din bhagoge peet pherkar. It will be a day when people will turn their backs and will want to run. Yeah, we face minor severities, sometimes of heat, sometimes of intense crowds, traffic jams, etc. Many people become so frustrated with all these things. And but the day of Qiyamah will be the most severe day. مَا لَكُم مِّنْ اللَّهِ مِّنْ عَاصِمٍ کوئی نہیں تم کو اللہ سے بچانے والا. And there will be nobody that will be able to help you and save you besides Allah تبارک و تعالی. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِّنْ هَاد. اور جس کو غلطی میں ڈالے اللہ تو کوئی نہیں اس کو سجانے والا. And who is misled by Allah, nobody will be able to guide that person. And Allah himself just does not misguide any person for anything, but when his own actions are such, and this refers to, then Allah puts a seal on his heart because of his own actions. And when this happens, then no good enters that heart and no good comes out of that heart. A person just cannot understand after that when his heart is sealed. And we should regularly make dua that Allah protects, that our hearts become sealed and good does not enter it and no good can come out of it. Just like a utensil or a parcel that is sealed. Now nothing can be put in and nothing comes out. So this is a serious condition. And that is also on account of our sinning, our disobedience. And certain sins are very severe, on account of which Allah seals the heart. Then no matter what bayans we hear, what people explain to us, nothing goes in our head. And we are adamant and we are just determined to go in our one way and in a wrong way. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ يُوسُفُ مِنْ قَبْلُ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And further, this believing man said, "Or tumhare paas aa chuka hai Yusuf usse pehle khuli baati lekar." And Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam had also come to you people from before. That is, these were people of Egypt. And Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam was from Canaan, outside Egypt. Allah made it such, the whole detailed story was passed in the Surah Yusuf, that finally he came to Egypt. And when he came here, and he ruled with such great justice, fairness, kindness, compassion, but people did not appreciate. People did not believe in him generally. When he passed away, then they said, never will a Rasul like Yusuf alayhi salam come again. And this is common nature of man. When a man of Allah, the awliya, buzurgs are there, nobody appreciates them. When they die, then they write big epithets on the grave tombstones, that he was like such a person and such a person. Never will the world see such a person. This is also the ploy of shaitan, that while a person is living, he is not appreciated. Nobody follows his teachings. Nobody benefits from him. When he's dead and nobody can benefit now, then people start speaking highly, very highly about him. They have jalsas about him. The radio stations will go wild about him. Books will be written about him, but now nobody can benefit from him. This is what Allah is depicting. When Yusuf alayhi salam was alive, nobody appreciated. When he had left the world, now they say there was nobody. So actually he was referring, Musa is now with us, let us appreciate him. Let us not face that day when he will not be here, then we will cry and we will be sorrowful of what we have lost. فَمَا زِلْتُمْ فِي شَكِّمْ مِمَّا جَاءَكُمْ بِهِ. تم پھر تم رہے دھوکے ہی میں ان چیزوں سے جو وہ تمہارے پاس لے کر آیا. Then you people were all the time in doubt of the teachings that he had come with. What Yusuf alayhi salam, what beautiful teachings. Shaitan put various doubts in your minds that don't follow him. He is like this, he's too hard, he's too strict, he's taking away from us from the ways of our forefathers, etc. So he warned them that this is a case that happens always. Hatta idha halaka قُلْتُمْ لَنْ يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ رَسُولًا. یہاں تک کہ جب وہ مر گیا لگے کہنے ہرگز نہ بھیجے گا اللہ اس کے بعد کوئی رسول. Then when he had died, the people said, now I don't think no Rasul will even come. What a great man he was. He cannot be replaced. No, those who are gone can never be replaced. This is how shaitan deceives us. And always presently in people's times, they are men of hidayat and guidance. But we don't see them, we don't follow them. When they have left us, then we appreciate. كَذَلِكَ يُذِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ هُوَ مُسْرِفٌ مُرْتَابٌ. اسی طرح بھٹکاتا ہے اللہ اس کو جو ہو بے باک شک کرنے والا. In this way, Allah Ta'ala misguides that person who goes beyond the limits and who is in doubt all the time. Of the man of Allah, those who are in doubt. Until today we see, when Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith was here, when Maulana Masihullah, many people who appreciate, when they died, everyone said, what great people, what a buzurg he was, what qualities they had. So we should learn to appreciate the man of Allah while they are living. الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ أَتَاهُمْ. جھگڑتے ہیں اللہ کی باتوں میں بغیر کسی سند کے جو پہنچی ہو ان کو. And they dispute and argue with this man of Allah without any recourse, without any substantial evidence or any proof. They just fight against this man. كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعِنْدَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. بری بیزاری ہے اللہ کے یہاں اور ایمان والوں کے یہاں. This is a talk of great, great indifference and injustice by Allah Ta'ala also and by the people of Iman also, that we don't appreciate the man of Allah, and afterwards when they are dead, then they go and make sajdas on their qabr. They make tawaf on their qabr. And they even go and ask of those people. Now the shaitan, while those people were living, they told them, these are no great buzurgs. This is not a Nabi. A Nabi has to be a farishta, etc. And when they have left the world, then shaitan says, these were everything. They will fulfill your needs. Make tawaf at the qabrs, etc. So this is how shaitan works. كذلك يطبع الله على كل قلب متكبر جبار. اسی طرح مہر کر دیتا ہے اللہ ہر دل پر غرور والے سرکشی کے. In this way Allah seals the heart of every proud and haughty person and those person who are adamant to go against the ways of Allah Ta'ala. Then a person becomes convinced that what we are doing, making oras at the qabr, etc., all that is 100% correct. And we regard other people as misguided. Making qawwali, making oras, all these things here, or in whichever way a person becomes convinced, I'm doing the right thing, other people are doing wrong thing. So a person must fear that his heart must not become sealed. This was Rajul Mu'min from the people of Musa. And in our ummah, Allah has given such great people. For example, Hazrat Abu Bakr, in the time when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in Makkah Sharif, there was also the present condition that the government was totally anti-Islam, anti-Muslim. Just like the world has become anti-Islam and anti-Muslim. And at that time to speak one word in favor of Islam was very hard. Hazrat Ali, what a great man, he says that at one time somebody came and they put a sheet, one of the kafirs, in the throat and neck of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and choked him. Nobody had the guts to go forward. Nobody wanted to be identified even amongst the Muslims. It was only Hazrat Abu Bakr who went. And he said, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. What are you fighting and trying to kill a man who says that my Allah is my Rabb? He saved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On another occasion, Hazrat Ali says that all the kafirs, they were attacking, hitting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from all sides and saying, you the man who has made all gods into one God, and you say we must believe only in one God, we were afraid to identify ourselves even as Muslims, forget going forward and helping. Hazrat Abu Bakr went right in the midst of that, and he fought those people with his hands and with his legs, and he saved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah has given such supporters in this ummah also, and very fortunate are those people who propagate the deen of Allah, and those who protect and who promote and who help and the cause of the promotion of the cause of deen. They also have got great, great position by Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.